Ahuti dakshatriyanam manabangam amrishyatam balopyayam radhati yatsamatu yasatvachaha. Translation. How wonderful are the powerful kshatriyas. They cannot tolerate even a slight infringement upon their prestige. Just imagine. This boy is only a small child, yet harsh words from his stepmother proved unbearable to him. Third point. The qualifications of the kshatriyas are described in Bhagavad Gita. Two important qualifications are to have a sense of prestige and not to flee from battle. It appears that the kshatriyas' blood were within the body of Dhruva Maharaj was naturally very active. If the Brahminical kshatriya or Vaishya culture is maintained in a family, naturally the sons, grandsons, inherit the spirit of the particular class. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, the sanskara, or the reformatory system, is maintained very rigidly. If one fails to observe the reformatory measures current in the family, one is immediately degraded to a lower standard of life. Om Agyanatimanasya Gananana Salakaya Chakshuritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavastam Stakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There are four classes, four varnas and ashrams. And within the four varnas, the brahmanas and kshatriyas, they are both dedicated to following the principles of Dharma. The Vaishyas, they will also follow Dharma, but then sometimes they are overcome by selfish desire and they will not be able to maintain the religious principles because they're too much into profit. So basically, a Vaishya is having a strong selfish element. A Sudra is even more selfish, more self-centered. Although the Sudra is serving the other classes, the Sudra basically cannot control his senses. And he doesn't follow many rules and regulations, but some restriction he will follow. The Brahmana is 100% following the rules and regulations of the scripture. The kshatriya is dedicated to upholding the rules and regulations of the scripture. Although sometimes the kshatriya becomes overwhelmed by the mode of passion, and therefore the kshatriyas may be strongly under the influence of lust, more strongly than the brahmanas. But nonetheless, the kshatriyas live a life of sacrifice. And therefore, the intolerance, how wonderful are the powerful kshatriyas, they cannot tolerate even a slight infringement upon their prestige. How is that a wonderful quality? In itself, if someone cannot tolerate any infringement upon his prestige, we would not call that wonderful. We would rather say, well, you know, he's got very long toes. Yeah? He's like oversensitive. You say a slight little thing, he's already seriously offended. How is this a great quality? How is this wonderful? In our modern society, in our modern relationships, such a characteristic is a problem. It's not wonderful. I was once driving in India with a prince from Rajasthan and from a real kshatriya family. And I mean, prince of a small, not of the whole state, but of a small kingdom. You know, they have many small kingdoms in Rajasthan, but a prince. Anyway, I was driving with the prince, and then we were driving in this car, and a bus overtook the car, and the bus sort of cut him a little bit, you know. He became, you know, just cut him. So he became so angry that he just overtook that bus, drove way ahead of the bus, and then parked his car in the middle of the road. He turned it like sideways, you know. So he blocked two lanes. He got out of the car, and he was standing there. And then the bus came. Yeah? So the bus had to stop. Yeah? And then he just went up to the bus driver and had a major argument with the bus driver. Yeah? And then with those held high, he walked back to his car. So in modern times, this kind of very sensitive spirit is a little impractical, right? Now, there wasn't so much traffic, but if you would do that here on the highway between Amsterdam and Rotterdam, you would get a 12-kilometer traffic jam. It would be impossible. So there are many, in our temples also, if someone cannot tolerate a slight infringement upon his prestige, how can we live with him? But we have to see this as a good quality in the Kshatriya, because a Kshatriya, a real Kshatriya who is dedicated to upholding the principles of Dharma, such a Kshatriya is maybe very intolerant, but that brings about this incredible determination. Dhruva Maharaj had so much determination. Who could display that kind of determination, and how glorious was that determination? Because Dhruva Maharaj, only 5 years old, endured the greatest hardships in the forest, which in itself is very difficult, easier said than done. To go sit in the forest and what will we eat? And so on. And Dhruva Maharaj ate leaves. Every so many other day he ate some leaves. Dhruva Maharaj, even after some time, didn't bother with that. Dhruva Maharaj, at one point, wasn't eating at all. Dhruva Maharaj, at one point, was so deep in his meditation that he even stopped breathing. Of course, we cannot imitate that, because that requires yogic trance. That is a different process. That is part of the Ashtanga Yoga process and not part of the process of Bhakti Yoga. In this day and age, we are not practicing this Ashtanga Yoga at all. It is also not required, because all these processes are only preliminary. This Ashtanga Yoga can be helpful, but it is not the all in all. It can bring us to the Brahma Buddha platform. It can bring us to the stage where the senses are perfectly controlled, the mind is perfectly controlled, and where we are no longer disturbed by the material energy. Brahma-buddha prasanatma. Prasanatma means totally satisfied. Nakanksati nasosati. No hankering and no lamenting. But that in itself is not adequate, not sufficient. Because it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, then mat bhaktim labhate param. Then one should start with devotional service. That is the next level and the next stage. So devotional service is the natural, eternal activity of the spirit soul. And all other processes of yoga or gyan, which means Ashtanga yoga, Hatha yoga, or performing the process of mental speculation, these are all preliminary processes. This is preparing the ground, becoming detached from material entanglement is good. But ultimately, if we don't become attached to Krishna, then that detachment doesn't have very much value. Obviously, if we are totally absorbed in enjoying the senses, how can we ever think of Krishna? That will be very difficult. Therefore, controlling the senses is a requirement. But sense control in itself is not our goal. Sense control is a means. The goal is of a different nature. The goal is to serve Krishna, to glorify Krishna, to use all our energy to glorify and serve Krishna. Krishna is undoubtedly the most amazing personality. Because Krishna, for example, he was in the battle of Kurukshetra and he had promised not to fight, because otherwise it would have been, well, then the fate of the battle would have been decided immediately. If Krishna would have personally entered into the battle of Kurukshetra, he would have easily killed all those men who had appeared there. He had already shown that. How single-handedly defeated the army of Jarasandha 17 times, completely destroying it. So Krishna did not fight, but still Krishna was guiding Arjuna, and Arjuna was fighting, and Krishna was also helping. And the point is that it is said 640 million people died in the battle of Kurukshetra, and all these 640 million people attained salvation. So this shows how anyone who gets involved with Krishna is getting the mercy. Everyone, even his enemies, even those who are fighting against his interests, if they are on the battlefield with Krishna, they also got the mercy. So anyone who makes a connection with Krishna is getting great mercy. That is the nature of devotional service. So devotional service is a wonderful activity, because it is said, Rajabijam Rajagujam Pavitam Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukam Kartamabhyam, that it is not only the greatest secret in life, it is not only the most exalted knowledge, but it is also Susukam Kartamabhyam, joyfully performed. So therefore devotional service itself is ecstatic. Devotional service itself is wonderful, but the result of it is even greater. We have sometimes wonderful transcendental festivals. I'm sure that here also there must have been a very nice celebration for Lord Nityananda's appearance there. I don't know exactly what it was, but I'm sure that it was ecstatic. You cannot just celebrate Lord Nityananda's appearance day and have no ecstasy. It is not possible. In Stockholm, it was very nice. The devotees, they had spent a lot of time making very beautiful flower garlands for the deities, and they decorated the altar with many, many fruits. So it all looked very nice, and you could see that they spent a lot of time. They had, of course, an Abhishek, and everyone was part of the Abhishek, and we had nice bhajans, and the mood was good. And then, of course, there was a Bharat Natyam dance, which was also nice. You could see that a devotee really spent time to learn all the movements properly and make a devotional offering in his dance. And then we had a play, and the play was not just quick. They had really rehearsed it for a long time, and they have one professional actor who made a bottle. He made a bottle for Jagai and Madai, and he had a wine bottle. So Madai has this wine bottle, and this actor was playing Lord Nityananda. At one point, Madai comes up and he smashes Lord Nityananda with the bottle. I mean, really, like he has the bottle in his hand, and it's a bottle. And he just lifts up the bottle and it just goes like crack. And the whole thing is just like breaking in many pieces. There's glass everywhere. And like everyone's looking, my God, they're taking it a bit far. And then Lord Nityananda went like, oh! On his head, like, and then blood is dripping everywhere. And everyone's looking like, did they go too far, or what was it? Is this supposed to be, or did they get carried away? So it turned out that the bottle was made of sugar. They boiled it down. It's a sugar bottle, very thin sugar, on coated paper, and like this grease paper, but nicely shaped in the form of a bottle, and it really looked like a bottle. And in this way, it was spectacular. Then they spoke deep and deep philosophy as well, so it was not just spectacular, but also deep. Then, of course, they had the kirtan, long, long kirtan. And then, of course, big, big feast. And, of course, many, many devotees. And then, packed, packed, packed. And everyone quite ecstatic. So it was very nice. And then I flew to Germany, to Abenteuer, in Nukaloka Dam, where Satchinanda Maharaj, he has appeared in this world on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, which is quite an auspicious thing, to say the least. So he doesn't celebrate his Vyasa Puja on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, because that day is for Lord Nityananda. So he celebrates it the next day. And then the next day after that, there are initiations, because on the day itself there are so many other offerings and things, no time for the yajna. So they do the yajna the next day, and that's very practical. So it becomes like a 3-day festival, and it's quite a festival. So I came on the third day, and everyone was in good spirits, although some devotees couldn't walk straight because they'd been up now for 2 nights, and they were kind of like getting a little worn out. But the mood was very transcendental. We had a very beautiful initiation ceremony, and there was also one boy that was I initiated, and it was a very nice mood, and we were speaking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and how that mercy is coming in serving Krishna, in serving Lord Chaitanya. That is where the mercy is, because Nitai is the greatest servant, Nityananda Balaram. He is the servant of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. So in this way, always absorbed in serving Krishna. This is wonderful, because then at that point it says everything becomes all auspicious. Everything becomes ecstatic. Nityananda, Nitya, eternal, eternally blissful, always ecstatic. So this ecstasy was still carrying on, you know, like in Abenteuer when I came, it was totally ecstatic. And well, I brought the ecstasy from Stockholm, so we mixed a little bit of the Stockholm flavor in the ecstasy of Goloka Dam. And we had a great kirtan at the end, and okay, then I came here to Amsterdam. Now, to see that here also, this celebration was going on. And it just reminds me of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared in this world, it said the whole universe became jubilant. The whole universe became jubilant. And that is exactly what we see happening. Everywhere the atmosphere became ecstatic on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, in a wonderful celebration where devotees worked very hard to make a nice offering to the Lord. This is really our life, to make an offering to the Supreme Lord. That is, that's what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to walk around this world in the spirit of a pujari. A pujari, just like when we are on the altar, we are there not for our personal business. When we are on the altar, then we are there to do service. You don't go on the altar just, well, for a walk or a talk, or just to have a look You know, let me just have a close-up look at Krishna. You can't go, even if you have second initiation, you can't really go on the altar for that. Yeah, you can only go on the altar for service, for no other reason. Yeah. So every step on the altar is a step in service. There's nothing else. Right? No one takes a nap on the altar. No one goes and eats for himself on the altar. Yeah. Everything is for Krishna. So, in the same way, if we see the whole world as the altar, and we are just pujaris, and we think, how can I make everything suitable to offer to Krishna? Well, you meet one person. This person, let me somehow or other make this person suitable to engage in the service of Krishna. We see anything. We say, how can I make this thing suitable to offer in the service of Krishna? So if we simply go around in this spirit, always looking how to find something that can be made suitable. Made suitable means we have to purify it. We have to prepare it. And then it can be offered to Krishna. So in this way, we have the special opportunity to taste the ecstasy. As soon as we get into this mood, in this mood of doing things in service for Krishna, then we taste the ecstasy of devotional service. And that's what it is. Therefore it is said that devotional service is klesagni and subhada. Klesagni means it is destroying all suffering. And subhada means it's all auspicious. And when Lord Chaitanya he was initiated by Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri engaged him in chanting the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya was chanting the holy name. And then after some time, this holy name was causing him to... made him a little dysfunctional. He couldn't properly speak anymore, properly walk anymore, because he had become mad. This holy name was making him mad. So he went to his spiritual master and explaining that, I think I have a problem. And I've been chanting, as you said, very faithfully, but I think I'm becoming crazy. What am I going to do? So Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master became very, very ecstatic and said, oh, this is wonderful. This is very nice. This madness is very good. It is very rarely attained. You are very fortunate. So this is basically our position. We can either become mad from suffering or mad from ecstasy. It is one of the two. Right? And this is what's going on. The whole world is going mad in misery, and we are becoming mad in ecstasy. The next time, I'm coming back to Amsterdam, already in March. I'm planning to be here on the Sunday feast of the 12th of March, and if they will have me, of course. And otherwise I go to Rotterdam. And then of course the next time after that, I guess, is the Queen's Day here in Amsterdam. Huh? And that Queen's Day in Amsterdam is exactly that, you know. We see all these people going mad in their misery, right? Absolutely mad. Like last year, the craziest thing I thought was the couple that embraced each other and went down together on the bungee jump, you know. And I was really thinking, if your relationship doesn't work anymore, you know, now try this, you know. That will bring you together, right? It was mad. Absolutely mad. So mad in misery. And then we are mad in ecstasy. We are banging all these drums and gongs and cartels the whole day until we have no hands, no legs, no voice. And in the end of the day, we just have no more body. Yeah? We are just soul, ecstatic soul. Body is gone, is totally finished, and all we are is ecstatic soul. So this is sankirtan. We give our body and engage in the service of Krishna, and we just push, it is not so easy, but we do it, and then by the end of the day we are just ecstatic soul, totally transcendental. It is very nice. So therefore I'm looking forward to my next visits, March 12th and April 29th. And of course I'm inviting already devotees. I don't know where they're going to stay. I'm still worried about that, because I think this year more devotees than last year will be coming for the Queen's Day due to my preaching about it. Now a whole group of course there's a Czech group coming, and there's a German group coming, and there are a few devotees from Sweden coming. Some Matajis are coming to stay with Uddhav and Vishakha, or I don't know what. So like this, we'll try and make it a we'll try and again and again organize festivals for the glory, for the glorification of Krishna. And then after we come down on the ground a little more sober, and we sort of balance ourselves, we settle down again in a natural, well, sort of feeling, yes, my body is still there, alright, maybe I should let it rest now a little, maybe I should feed it a little, maybe I should even, you know, give it a little bit of time to relax. It is said, yuktahara viraharasya, chitasa, yuktahara viraharasya, chitasa. It is saying that, this is the verse of Bhagavad Gita which says one should not eat too much, nor eat too little, nor sleep too much, nor sleep too little. But then, I'm reading these commentaries of Srila Baladeva Vijayapusan on the Gita, and he gave a very interesting translation of this verse, because he's basically saying, yuktahara bihar, yukta bihar. What is bihar? Well, kunja bihari, Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradari. What's Kunja Bihari? What does it mean, Kunja Bihari?
Kunja is grow.
Ah, and Bihari.
Enjoy.
Ah, enjoy. Yeah, see? Okay, boys, now you know Kunja Bihari. He's enjoying in the groves. That means In the bushes, the groves are like arranged flower bushes with, or trees, like overgrown with creepers, thick forest. So there, in Kunja Bihari, Bihari means to enjoy. So Yukta Vihara means that not only it also means Yukta Vihara, that also you connect with enjoying Yukta Vihara, or we can say with relaxing, relaxation. So, my God, not only regulated eating, regulated sleeping, but also regulated relaxation or recreation. I mean, that's amazing. We used to think that that is total Maya, absolute total Maya. God, recreation for an OT. How is it possible? You must be 24 hours engaged. Right, always. And now, suddenly, Baladeva Vijayapusan came out and said, Yukta Vihar, said, yes, regulated regulation in connection with Krishna. Also necessary, also required. We are not machines, we have bodies. We can run them in the ground. Of course, when you are young and strong and tough and mean, and then what can happen to you? Nothing in the world can knock you down, and when it does, you stand up and keep on trucking. That spirit is good, you know, like, what was it? There was a
an ice hockey team, and their motto was tough and ruthless, rough and toothless. So this spirit we can also apply in the Sankirtan movement. We are not so quickly giving up. That's good. But then there's also just rejuvenation. And therefore Srila Prabhupada ordered his devotees, we should go to the Holy Dham. We must go there. Have you not been for a long time to the Holy Dham? Oh, what misfortune. If I was in that position, I would think, what offenses have I committed? What is it that I'm not allowed? That I'm not allowed to just fall flat in the dust of the Holy Dham, of that holy land. That I am not allowed to dance in Sridhar Mayapur in front of Panchatattva and see their extraordinary power. That I'm not allowed to go in Mayapur to the Bhajan Kutir where Srila Prabhupada stayed and where now they sing such nice bhajans and sit there in front of the deities which are at the side of the house. And there are two sets of deities, one bigger and one smaller. And it's the smaller one that are the deities that we are looking at, because they are Nitai Padakamalam. They are Prabhupada's deities, the deities that he put on the boat. And what a name! Nitai Padakamalam! Such a name of ecstasy. Totally just thinking about Nitai Padakamalam Koti Chandra Susita Yechaya Jagata Dura. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, cooling like millions of moons. They are extinguishing all the burning fire in the hearts of all the living beings. Nitai Padakamala. Let us see Nitai Padakamala. So much to see, so much mercy to collect. Now let us just go and relish, jump in the Ganga. Right? Sure enough, yes. Then off to the yoga pit, yes, off to the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and make sure you go in the house and upstairs to the balcony. You have a look at the yoga pit, because that's where Bhaktivinoda Thakur stood when he saw the land was being effulgent. And he thought, that must be the place. That must be the birthplace of Mahaprabhu I've been looking for so long. And he went there, and it was called Balaudigi. And this Balaudigi was covered in Tulasi. And all the local Muslims who lived around it said, yes, this is a very sacred place. Then he brought Jagannath Das Babaji, blind, old, 125 years old, had to be carried in a basket. He couldn't open his eyelids, so heavy were his eyes. And Jagannath Das Babaji, when he came to that place, jumped out of the basket. And therefore we are singing, Gauravya Bhave Bhumistvam Niyadisa Jana Priya. Vaishnav Sarvabhoma Jagannathai Namo Namaha. It is Srila Jagannath Das Babaji who is glorified for discovering the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for years, studying old manuscripts, looking at maps. Was it under the Ganga? Was it on one side of the Ganga or another place? He was researching. Did he do it? He was thinking no, because he thought, even when he was in Balaudigi, in that place, and everything was effulgent, he thought to himself, I think it is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, but who am I to think these things? Who am I to know these things? I must ask a real Vaishnava. And therefore he brought Vaishnava Sarvabhoma. Sarvabhoma means the whole world. The Vaishnava of the whole world. Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Jagannathai. He brought Vaishnava Sarvabhoma. This Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Jagannathas Babaji was such a great Vaishnava. He was always seeing Krishna. And therefore when he was there at that place and saw that it was the birthplace, and there was no doubt. Gauravya Bhave Bhumistvam Niyadisa Sat Jana Priya. So in this way, all these wonderful things we have to see. We have to see the deities of Lord Jagannath, and we have to book the Mahaprasadam. Right? Somehow or other, one day we have to book all that Mahaprasadam, the full trays. Right? Put the money down. Just save some extra money for it. As soon as you get to Mayapur, book that Mahaprasadam. Right? Book it. Go to the pujaris and say, how can I book the Mahaprasadam? Book it. Right? Book it, and then invite devotees, distribute it, right? And take ourselves to our full satisfaction. All these things we have to do. Then, Vrindavan chalo. Yes, we must go to Vrindavan. Bare feet the parikrama. We must do, right? Sharp rocks or not, we don't care. Roll in the dust around Govardhan. We must do. Because this is Yukta Vihar. Yukta Vihar. If there is no Yukta Vihar, then how can we live? How can we live? So if you haven't been to the Holy Dham, by hook or crook, you've got to get there somehow. And if you haven't been for a long time, oh my God, you have lived like a ghost. Right? It is time. Time to go there, to this holy land. Okay. Therefore, I cannot stay any longer. My eagerness to go is getting too great, and therefore I have to stop this lecture now, because in 7 minutes I'm going upstairs now to put the last things in my bag, get ready for that holy land of Sri Vrindavan, of Sri Ramayapur, and I will come back here, if I'm welcome, of course, on the 10th of March, and stay till the 13th, and we'll share with you some of the mercy of the Holy Dham, because know very well, we are going there for service, we are going there for relishing, we are going there to get as much mercy as we can get. From all the holy places and all the Vaishnavas, and we go and hear from the Vaishnavas. And in this way, we come back, not only with new inspiration, but we come back permanently transformed, never to be the same again. Each time we go to the Holy Dham, permanently transformed. Let's go. Somehow or other, by hook or crook, we got to get there. Just like when Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvipa, he once stayed in the house of a devotee in Kulia, and that is on the other side of the river from Mayapur. So all the people from Mayapur, as soon as they heard it, off to the other side of the river. So all the boats were loaded with people. Some boats were even sinking. And for many people, there were no more boats, but people. Somehow or other, they managed to get across. Those who could swim, swam across. Those who could not swim, they thought of some way. Someone cut banana, many people cut banana trees, and they were sitting on the banana trees because they float, and paddling along, and getting across the river. And somehow or other, everyone thought of a trick to somehow or other get across that river, and to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So somehow or other, we are going to cross. We're going to cross all that land that is between us and India. Right? I'm going to somehow or other try and do it on a KLM flight, and therefore I've got to really get out of here, because I don't want to miss it for nothing in the world. We're going to the Holy Dham. Shri Shri Kalnitai Gaurachandra Ki Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Pemananda Ananda Bola Hari Bhakta Vrindavan Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Dhammayapur Ki Jai.